Who will control Gaza once these Israeli troops, you know, do finally leave?
That's really, this is a very, very good question. As you said, this is a big question because there had been, first of all, there was an offer, suggestion that maybe Hamas would agree to establish a group from Gaza who would cooperate with the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah, and that sort there would be a return of the Palestinian Authority to Gaza to rule the, and run Gaza. However, there have been reports that Netanyahu didn't want the also the Palestinian Authority to return, which is
well. Isn't it also true that besides Netanyahu not wanting the Palestinian Authority to come back, isn't it true that a lot of, you know, Palestinians don't really want the Palestinian Authority? There was a lot of talk about it being corrupt, and I just don't know that they want it either. So is that something that is going to be a problem, you know, down the road?
Absolutely. I think that's a very important factor, too. That's because a lot of Palestinians, as you pointed out, have viewed the Palestinian Authority in Gaza as not, first of all, not reflecting their interests, and there have been also many of its the officials have been corrupt. And it had been or incompetent. And so there are a lot of questions about that. There is also, there's been talk apparently as well during these negotiations that there might be a role for some of the Arab countries, such as those who were involved in the debates, to probably send some troops as well as the international community here. The UN might have a role to play. There's been talk about that, but it is still apparently quite vague. I think this is, they have left this, they wanted to reach at least the first phase of the negotiations and while continuing to negotiate about the end. And I think the day after is part of this this very, very sensitive and important negotiation that's going to be, because this will be very, very important as to whether this agreement would hold or not.